RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Hi, we have on with us today Peter Bedard. He's here to discuss his book, Convergence Healing. He's an author, a teacher, a hypnotherapist. And he had a near-death experience where actually when he was 17 years old, he died in a traffic accident and came back to life. Peter, thank you for joining us today. And it's so incredible how, you know, dying really saved your life. Could you share with us what happened?
Yeah, isn't that funny? Now, you know, there's quite a long period of time where I didn't believe that.
Yeah, dying, it's quite incredible.
Somebody came behind me when I was a kid driving on my little moto bike and pushed me into the back of a semi-truck, and I died, and I shattered my knee, and I was a dancer at the time, so I knew that that career had been, was
wow,
now done.
A dream.
Yeah. And my life purpose of how I knew how to be in the world, that was taken away right there.
Wow. And how long were you, I mean, do you know, I mean, it doesn't matter, but pronounced dead, or was it, were you like right on the scene? Were you in a hospital for a long, I mean, obviously.
I wasn't in a hospital. I was in the road and somebody found me. They don't even know who found me. There's no police report. There's no ambulance report. There's nothing. And whatever it was, it's all disappeared.
Wow.
But somebody had to find me and call it in. We don't know who it was or anything about it. And I think I was dead for, I mean, it's not common, but I think I was pretty much out for a while because I jumped out of my body before impact. I was able to watch the accident. I stood on the side of the road and actually watched my body slam into the semi-truck. And then I, you know, went to the other side and down the tunnel and all that type of stuff. But I
well, that type of stuff, yeah, we'll get into that. But yes, you stayed, go on.
I just say that dying was the best thing that ever happened to me because it really taught me how to live. And when I came back, I wasn't happy. I felt like I'd gotten kicked out of heaven and that I was unwanted. And I came back to a life that I didn't feel accepted or loved in. And so, but dying again or taking my life didn't seem like an option because I'd already gotten kicked out of heaven once. I didn't want to have to go back to a place where I was unwanted. So I just really was miserable for a long time. But I had to learn something, and I had to learn how to love myself unconditionally, and I had to learn how to be present to myself, and I had to learn how to make a new career for myself. And my career became my own personal healing. So I healed myself of all kinds of things that the medical doctors, Western medical doctors, told me I couldn't heal. And in doing that, I now work with other people to heal things that, you know, maybe they never thought that they could heal, that they just originally thought they'd have to live with or manage.
Right. And you coming back has helped obviously save so many other people's lives, which is probably the reason that you did come back. And just tell us, you know, I know I wanted to hear about your experience because so many people are curious about this. You saw a tunnel. You actually had a guide, there was a messenger, just for people that I know have asked, you know, we've talked and asked about experience.
So my experience was I jumped out of my body just a few seconds before slamming into the back of a semi-truck that was parked on the side of the road. I saw my body bounce out into the street, and I remember even thinking, I have a kind of a wicked sense of humor, and I remember thinking, oh, that doesn't look good. Having that kind of sarcastic, but I'm
right. Even under those circumstances.
And I ended up just sort of floating above that event, and I was on the side of the road, then I was up in the air, kind of above the semi-truck, looking down on myself, and there wasn't any pain. There wasn't anything at all. There was just this growing feeling of peace, and that peace would eventually evolve into bliss that I've never been able to explain or feel since. As this was happening and this peace and bliss was growing, I started to shoot down this tunnel that was sort of corkscrewing, and so the tunnel was spinning and I was going through that spinning, and I ended up on this other side, and there's a lot of other things, but the condensed version is I was walking around the other side, nobody was there. Suddenly there was somebody, like a holographic presence showed up. He looked like Lao Tzu, like an old Chinese man with a wispy beard. And I was a little concerned because I thought, well, where are my relatives? Where's my dead dog? And yeah. I loved this person on the other side. I had no idea who he was. It was kind of like a dream where there's this person in your dream and you love mm-hmm. them dearly, but you can't place who they are. And
right,
so that
right.
was my experience with this man. My heart just felt like it ripped open when I saw him. It was like this angelic experience. And
That's
he
incredible.
Said, "What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. You have to go back." And I was then very angry. So I went from this blissful, loving, amazing experience to suddenly being extremely angry. And when that anger kicked in, I was back. And I was floating mm-hmm. above my body again. And mm-hmm. the paramedics had arrived by that time. I watched them put me in the van, close the doors, or the ambulance, close the doors, and drive away. And the next memory I was in the hospital.
Wow, it gives me the chills because I've seen what incredible work you've done with people through the years, helping them in their pain, and it's so remarkable because that this is your purpose and this is your path, and thank gosh that you made it back
it
to
is.
The side.
It is, and pain yeah. taught me so much, and that's one of the big things I really encourage people to do. Stop running from your pain. It's your biggest teacher, and your biggest
right.
experience of happiness in this world will probably come from embracing the pain.
Mm,
when you embrace even the addiction, then it yeah. no longer has control over you, and it teaches you so much. You learn from it, and your entire
right.
life changes.
Is it? I mean, for it sounds like it's for a lot of people to surrender or to just, you know, just be in it, just accept, surrender.
Acceptance. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, it's a big one because then you can work with it. So instead of spending so much time and energy and life energy running
yeah.
away, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I even joke and say, make it your best friend. You know, I'm very serious at the same time. I want this pain to be your best friend because it has so much to heal and to help you heal. And when you
right.
do that, then it can talk to you and create a whole experience that would go beyond your wildest dreams. I never thought I'd have a book with Simon & Schuster and Live in Books, and I'd actually have a practice where I'm working with so many people, and I traveled 7 weeks last year around the world, you know, teaching my work, and the pain has given me such an incredible life, and I see this time and time again with my clients.
Yeah, what a blessing to do what you do. And I also, you know, I'm a big fan of yours and what you do personally, professionally. And I know that you've started a tea business helping people heal through teas. Can you tell us a little bit about how that got started and what it's about?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. One of my major tenets whenever I choose to go into a new field or invest or anything like that is that whatever I do has to bring wellness. And I started learning about different herbs and teas and how they help us heal. And mm-hmm. I decided to open up a little tea business that I could bring even more wellness into the world. So we have an online tea company. You can go to createyourhealth.com, createyourhealth.com. And we have a wonderful tea that a lot of therapists are actually using with their clients. It's our No More Anxiety tea.
I love it. It's just using
the herbs of Mother Nature to help us actually feel better.
That's incredible. That is incredible. And did this take a long time for you to kind of research or have you naturally just always gravitated towards herbs and healing in that way?
No, I never gravitated towards that. It was part of the teachings that the pain had taught me. I had irritable bowel syndrome and stuff like that, and I had to start understanding mm-hmm. the value of food and how food can create healing. And then
right.
I understood how herbs can help with healing, and I got into Ayurvedic, and I created these recipes, had them looked by a professional herbalist, and they've changed my life. And so now I share those with other people, whether it's our Happy Tummy blend or our Sleep Well blend or the No More Anxiety blend. They really help people feel better.
Oh, well, I know many people are probably very grateful for you for doing your own research and, you know, finding this other way to heal. Peter, thank you so much for everything that you do, your inspiring story. You're sharing with everybody in your book, Convergence, healing about your life and about how hypnotherapy can help and how we can save our lives by embracing our pain. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.